Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. Listeners on today, we have another exciting, awesome show prepared for you. But as always, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity to come before our listeners on today, national and international listeners, Father God, that we may be able, Father God, to spread the word, Father God, to lift up a bowed down head, to encourage someone out there, Father God, who do not know you. And for those that do not have not accepted you in their life because they do not know you in a part of their sins, we pray that we encourage them to seek your face on today, Father God. We pray that you'll lift up a bowed down head on today. We pray, Father God, that you would give somebody an answer to a question or something that they are concerned about and they don't have the answer for it. We pray that they can find the answer on today, and we can encourage them to look to the hills which cometh their help. All of their help will come from you, Father God. And as we go forth on today, listeners, we have again in our studio, we want to welcome back our special guest, Pastor Michelle Cartley. Our topic for today is part two of But God. But God, and she's going to continue from part one. She was on a couple of weeks ago, and so many people enjoyed her. We're coming back with part two on today. Now, listeners, I do encourage you to press the number one if you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts or experience on today. But I will not be entertaining any hands up. No, if you press the number one, I'll be coming back at 15 minutes after 5. 15 minutes after 5 is when I'll be entertaining any comments or questions or encouragement that you want to give to Pastor Cartley on today. And we're going to bring live in the studio with us Pastor Michelle Cartley. Good afternoon, Pastor Cartley. How are you on today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great on today. I'm so happy and excited to have you back on Facing Your Fears. I enjoyed you with part one. I know part two is going to be just as awesome as part one. So without further ado, let us get a small introduction from you. After your introduction, you may begin your presentation, and as I said, I will not come back into the studio with you until 15 minutes after 5, okay, dear?
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you so much. Amen. God bless you, Dennis Chapman, and I do thank God for the opportunity to come before you all again with part two of But God. We always talk about this. I talk about it just about every day, about these two words, but God, a conjunction, and then God. Amen. So we're coming back again. I am Michelle Burke Connolly, Pastor Michelle Burke Connolly of the Mount Salem Missionary Baptist Church in the Uptown area, 2800 First Street, the corner of First and Clara. I'm the mother of two children, Yasmin Monique and Jeremiah Alexander Connolly. I am married to Mr. Henry Connolly for 25 years, and I thank and praise God, amen, for the opportunity that God has for me, the doors that he has opened for me to come and share the word, amen. I don't mind, amen, sharing the word of God. And so we're going back to part two of But God. Have you ever had a But God moment? You know it was nobody but God. If it had not been for God who was on our side, tell me, where will we be? Many of us have had but God moments. We may not have known them as a but God, something getting ready for to happen, but God intervened. But God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the All-Powerful, the All-Seeing, the All-Hearing, he can do it all. But God, I'm so glad he's always on the scene. He see everything. He know everything. So we're grateful today. Have you ever had, and I can assure you, everyone on this line have had a but God moment. Our moments don't have to be challenged on who have the best but God moment. But you know, if it had not been for God intervening, you just don't know what would have happened. You just don't know what would have transpired. But we're so grateful that God did show up. And whenever he show up, he will show out. And so I shared on the last time I was here with you about my but God moment. It took me back to the year of 2015. Amen. As my son was on top of the counter, your building, for 5 days, no food and no water. But God, I want to tell you all, he made a way out of no way. When I read the scripture, it's one of my favorites. And somebody asked you, what's my favorite scripture? You make sure you tell them Psalm number 46:1. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. And truly, if I ever needed help, I needed help then. And so I'm grateful to God and how he maneuvered and how he orchestrated and placed angels. And so God is so wonderful. He didn't forget about the people that were up on top the building who were stranded. They may have to stay there for a couple of days, but God did not. In his infinite, I said, he's all powerful, he's all seeing, he's all knowing, the omnipotent God. I just want to share with you on today that just know that God is always available. He's always near. He said, call unto me and I will answer. But today, I'm going a different way. I have the scriptures as it relates to our but God moment. The first one I want to share with you on today is Genesis 8:1, and the scriptures are filled with stories of but God moments. Noah was convinced he would die in the ark. Yet in Genesis 8:1, we read, but God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. And many of us, we've read Genesis over and over and over. And so the land had gotten wicked. It had grown just wicked. And so he destroyed it with water that time. Notice how Genesis, the Lord gave me Genesis 8:1. And then I talked about how there was a breaching of the levee in 2015 and how the water came rushing into New Orleans. Here it says, but Noah was convinced he would die in the ark. There were many people that did die 2015. But as much water that was in New Orleans, they could have had more people to die. But God, he intervened. And somebody may be asking the question, why did I lose it all? Why did, we don't know why things happen the way they happen, but you got to know that God is in the midst of, don't nothing catch God by surprise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It may catch us by surprise, but it never catches God. What I love about the word of God, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created, you can stop right there. In the beginning, God, stop right there. In the beginning, God, he created everything, so he knows what's about to transpire, what's about to take place. I want to share with you, nothing catches God by, it might have caught us by surprise. They gave us a little information in 2015. They gave us enough to know that we needed to get out of the city, huh? And I want to share this with you. If you don't have the gift of discernment, ask God to give it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Follow that voice that you hear, because God will never lead you wrong. I'm here to tell somebody on today. He will never, ever lead you wrong. It said Noah was convinced he would die on the ark. Yet in Genesis 8, we read, but God remembered Noah. He just didn't remember Noah, but he remembered
the wild animals. He remembered the livestock, and he remembered all that was with him in the ark. The Bible says he sent a wind, and the waters receded, meaning the waters went down. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Can't nobody but God make waters recede. Can't nobody but God make waters stand up. Oh, y'all remember when the children of Israel was at the Red Sea, and the enemies was behind them, and the sea was in front of them. And he said, look behind you. And when they looked behind you, they crossed over. But as the enemies were approaching them, my God, from Zion, thank you, Jesus. It tells me that, glory be to God, that the waters drowned the enemies. God let no hurt, harm, or danger. Hey, glory be to God. It was a but God moment. He said, when my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, but God, they stumbled and they fell. You got to know that when God says, if I be for you, who can be against you? If I be for you, who can be against you? You don't have to worry about your enemies. You don't have to worry about your haters. You don't have to worry about the naysayers, because if you turn it over to Jesus, he'll work it out. It said, Noah, he was convinced that he was, it was a but God moment for Noah. I don't want to just be talking about but God, my testimonies and my experiences, but I want to bring it back to the word. He says in John, he talks about the word being live and transformed. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 86 and 15 says, but you, Lord, are compassionate and you're gracious. God, you're slow to anger, abounding in love and in faithfulness. But God, but you, Lord, you are compassionate. Oh, we know he's compassionate. We don't get what we deserve. Can you imagine how many people haven't even fellowship with God, haven't said nothing to God, maybe haven't prayed today, but he said, I'm compassionate. I'm gracious. I'm a gracious God, and I'm slow to anger. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't say it, but the word said, if you have your Bible with you, you got your word with you, got the sword with you, you may have an iPad, you may have a telephone. However you read the word, it's all right with me. I like for people to walk with me in the word. I want you to know I ain't trying to put nothing over on you. He says, study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be shamed, but rightly divide in the word. I encourage the people of God, bring your Bibles with you. Bring your sword with you. Even if you don't have a paper, I'm paper Bible, saying me myself. I love my paper Bible. Glory. I know we look at it. I know we read it on our tablets. We got all kind of stuff now. Technology has brought us on up to the 21st century. Thank you, Jesus. He says, but you, Lord, are compassionate and you're gracious. Not only are you compassionate, but you are gracious, oh God. Slow to anger, abounding in love and in faithfulness. God is faithful even when we're not faithful. He is faithful. Songwriter says, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies. We got some brand new mercies earlier this month. Not no stale mercies. I stopped by to tell somebody. But God gave us brand new mercies. Don't let nobody hold you into condemnation. Therefore, there now is no condemnation to those that are in Christ. I know a lot of times when people are coming, I remember when. Yeah, you can remember all you want to remember. How Paul says, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm pressing forward to the things that are before me. Don't let nobody hold you condemnation. But we're talking about but God. Have you ever had a but God moment? Have you ever been driving recently? Oh, my God. Yesterday, I was in my car, and I had just made the first right turn. And when I was making the right turn, I don't know whether my head was down or not. I had a lot on my mind. And I never saw the man on the bike pull in front of me. But I know. Hey, glory to God. Thank you for a conjunction. But God, I don't know when he put my foot on the brakes, but all I know is he did. That man on that bike was so close to the car. I said, but God, you're so wonderful. You're so merciful. You're so graceful. You didn't allow me to touch that man on that bike. I never saw saw him coming. He was coming up a one way. And I was trying to see how would it wasn't about who was right and who was wrong, but God, I thank you. You didn't allow me to run over that man. You didn't allow me to hit him. I thank you. If you ever had a but God moment, it was right there when something was about to happen and God interjected. He interjected him whole self. Now somebody said, how that happened? Because I never seen God. He said, they that worship me, you got to worship me in spirit and in truth. I know some of us looking for some stuff that we can touch, that we can feel, something tangible. He said, but they that worship me, you got to worship me in spirit and in truth. We're talking about but God moments. But God, how he spared our children's life. You prayed and you prayed. You trained them up in the way they should go out. You know one thing, but God has never allowed you to enter no courthouse. You got to give God some praise for that. And even if the children do mess up, but God is so graceful. We could have been cuckoo. But he said, I'm going to give you strength because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to give you strength to go down there and see him through this situation. Yeah, he messed up. Yeah, she messed up. But I'm going to do for him what I did for you. I'm going to give him another chance because my second chance ran out a long time ago. Have you ever had a but God moment? You went down to the doctor. Yeah, you know what the report say. You know what you felt. You know you felt pain. You knew it was there. You knew something was there. But God, he showed up. Yeah. Our healer, our way maker, my God, from Zion. But God was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, if I can't remember Isaiah 53 and 5, all I can say, he was wounded. I can say that he's here. He's healed me. He's my provider. Glory be to God. And with his stripes, I'm healed. There's also another scripture that says, healing is the children's bread. You know it was a moment when he touched you. Songwriter said, something happened. I know it was the hand of Jesus that had touched me. I'm so grateful that we have doctors who went to school, but they're not like it. It is God that do the healing. We're grateful. I'm not telling nobody you don't need to see a doctor. Get a diagnosis. You got a diagnosis that you can cancel out that situation. Glory be to God. We come up but God on today. St. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26 said, Jesus looked at them and he said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I wanted to share with you some but God moments in the scripture today. I'm still testifying of his goodness. Did anybody have a chance to look at the television? And just because we had two young men decided that they were going to march against gun laws and gun rights, they were kicked out of the committee at the Congress. But God, oh my God. And when I looked at that situation, it caused you sometimes to get upset. Listen to what I'm saying. I can't remember their name, but I know that one of them, he looked like he was I can't remember his nationality, but I know one of them was an African-American. And they marched against gun control, meaning we don't want, you need to put some laws in place. Here we have another shooting where we lost a couple of more people. But I want to say this, when the young man entered the bank, my God, from Zion, we're looking at another rifle that this person is carrying. Oh my God. But that the response came real fast, because it could have been, if God had not, but God, if it had not been but God, he could have did more damage than what he did. But the response got there, said a woman was sitting on live stream and saw it happening and began to dial 911. Not only her, but somebody else began to dial 911. Hear what I'm saying? But God, if God had not interjected, if he had not been the all-seeing God, I just believe it would have been a bloodbath in that bank. I just believe with the two the young lady in Nashville had and a sawed-off gun that she had, she could have did more damage than what, but God. That was three adults and three children. Huh? Now you got two rifles and one gun, but God, I don't want to see nobody lose their life. I don't know what folks are going through. That's why every day the word tells us we ought to pray and not faint. Man ought to always pray and not faint. I know sometimes our children, they may work on your nerves, but when they're leaving out the house, God take care of my children. God take care of my spouse. Take care of my family. Satan, you got to bind. You got to have a but God moment. You got to talk to God. The songwriter say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He'll hear our faintless cry, and he'll answer by and by. It's a but God moment. Every day we get up, we find it to be a but God moment. Our children haven't been able to have decent graduation since COVID-19. We know how many lives have been lost since COVID-19. I want to share this with you. When COVID first came out 2 years ago, I'm at my appointment. Listen to this. And so I'm sitting on the table just as healthy as ever, feeling good, feeling fine. She walked in the room and said, I want to let you know something. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you positive. I said, positive for what? I'm not understanding what you're saying. She said, you're positive. I said, positive for what? 2 years ago, hear me what I'm saying. She said, you're positive for COVID. I don't have no signs, no symptoms. Hear me what I'm saying. I'm talking about when it first came out and we saw what was happening to the people. I'm sitting on the table when she tells me, she says, I ran your blood and you're positive. And so I said, positive, how is it so I feel the best that I've ever felt? I don't have no runny nose. I don't have no achy bones, no body, no headaches, no nothing. I'm not understanding. She said I was positive. Don't know where I picked it up from. So I come on to the house. I told my husband and my son, you all need to be tested because I came up positive. I want to let you all know that when they went to the doctor to get tested, they were negative. I'm in the house. I'm in the front part. They're in the back part. Hear me what I'm saying. I have to let them know that now you all can't come in where I'm at because she says I'm positive. So 2 or 3 days later, I go back to the hospital again. Well, the time span was a little bit longer than what it is now. It's short. They have shortened the time now. And I couldn't understand that for nothing in the world. She looked at me. I looked at her. And I said, how could it be so that I have COVID and don't have no sign? No, they say they call it asymptomatic or whatever. My God from Zion. But I knew it was a but God moment. I don't know what you were saying. I don't know what you were doing. And people of God, I do so many funerals and I do so many street rallies and so many things that I'm doing. I don't know what somebody tell. I don't even know. We can't say where we picked it up from. But God, I knew he took care of me. I knew that. I knew he took care of my family. Nobody in the house became positive. My God from Zion. Not only did I have it once, but I tested positive twice. And twice have nobody in my house got the COVID. Oh, my God. And been vaccinated and had the booster. Hear me what I'm saying, somebody. God is a good God. All I can tell you, it was a but God moment. I reminded of my son going out to LSU. They had to bring the young men from St. Augustine out there to just watch LSU play football. And so they brought our boys back. When they come back, six of them tested positive for COVID. But Jeremiah came home, which is my son, with no COVID at all, no sign, no symptoms. I can remember them shutting the schools down. It was a but God moment. How we had to, wear our masks. And at that time, we were wearing gloves and all types of different things. But I'm going back to the scriptures again. It says in John 1:18, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him known. No man, my God, no man, no man. Y'all know we just had Resurrection Sunday. Just a few days ago, we just had Resurrection, the getting up. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you. We had the seven last chains. We thank God for Evangelist Chapman. Had it on her line on a Thursday. We came with the seven last words, and everybody stuck to the word that they were given. Several words, and it was such a blessing. He says, no one has ever seen God. Well, I'm in John 1 and 18. It said, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him. No one has ever seen God. Glory be to God. It was a but God. Have you ever in your life had a but God moment? Have you ever encountered a but God? You knew that it was all God. If it had not been for God intervening and interjecting, I'm going in Acts 2:24. It says, Acts 2:24 says, but God, we shared in Resurrection Sunday, and I heard a pastor saying, there's no such as resurrection. I don't know where y'all getting that from. And I said, you know what? It's not for us to go back and forward. I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to do that. You know, about the back and forward. Yes, Jesus was raised. Yes, he got up. They went to the tomb. They put a rock in front of a rock on the side of a rock. They could not hold him. Jesus did. Let me tell you, we can go straight to the scriptures right here. Say, but God raised him from the dead. Oh, my God. I want to share this with you. The scriptures are so, the word of God is so plain. He said, till a child can understand the word of God, but God raised him. But God, I'm in Acts 2:24, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death. You know he hung on the cross in the middle between two criminals. Glory be to God. There was one mocking him, but the other one said, when you go into your kingdom, will you remember me? I remember way back in the days we would sing a song. I was talking to a friend today. Do, Lord, do, Lord, do remember me. We don't sing songs like that no more. That young man, he was a criminal, but he asked for forgiveness. He said, when you go, I recognize who you are. When you go into your kingdom, will you remember me? And he said, at the same hour, hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony. My God, the agony of putting vinegar in my mouth. My God, I thirst, and you give me vinegar. You put this thorn down on my head. You not only did you put it on my head softly, but you pressured it down on my head, causing it to bleed. You put nails in my hands, and the agony of death. You just got to sit down and read how the crucifixion it was a gruesome. It was a gruesome death. It wasn't a pleasant death. It was a gruesome, the agony of death, because it was impossible for death. He said, because of the impossible to hold on to him. It was impossible for to hold on to Jesus. They could not hold him. There's no power that could keep him down. But I'm reminded, even in the sayings, he said, no man take my life, but I lay it down. Thank you, Jesus. It's a but God. I'd rather be on the Lord's side. I remember that. And all these songs keep coming to my head as I give the word today. I keep on hearing these songs. Who's on the Lord's side? I want to know, where do you stand? So many people, I don't go to church no more. I don't go in the sanctuary no more. I don't go to, because the pastors are no good. I don't go, y'all hear what I'm saying. Oh, but God, I know somebody going to get mad. We talk about where we don't go. Hallelujah. They mess our order up at Popeyes and Burger King's and McDonald's. They mess our bills up. They charge us too much. Hear what I'm saying, somebody. We don't get mad and not go back to them. We go right back. We don't care if the chicken is cold. Sometimes we get it. We might argue. I want some hot chicken. Don't give me that cold chicken that's been sitting up under that light all day. But we'll complain about what I don't do no more as it relates. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. This is no judgment for nobody that's on the line. I'm just saying, in our but God, have you ever had a but God moment? A but God, even in the midst of COVID, I never shut the church down, not 1 week. We had worship service every Sunday. We had Bible study every Tuesday night. God, but God, all I can say is, but God took care of us. I know the building should have been closed, but I was in there giving God praise. I'm telling God, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. If thou withdraw thyself from me, tell me whether shall I go. But God, I was having a lot of but God moments because a lot of times we didn't know what to do. All I know is I looked at some former pictures of years ago when there was diseases called SARS and all kind of other diseases. This is not the first time. I can remember looking at a picture. They were sitting in a baseball field and on the baseball stands. They were watching a game, and way back in the days, they had masks on. But God took care of him then, and he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And what I like about God, oh, but God, he said, I change not. Hear me when I tell y'all, people of God, folks are changing on us every day. Today you're happy, tomorrow you're sad, today you're up, tomorrow you're down. Now, we all know how to take you. I say, good morning, what's so good about this morning? But God woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I got my right mind. I put my right shoe on my right foot and put the left shoe on the left foot. But God, I can talk about God all day. It'll take me a lifetime to tell somebody how good God been. Have you ever had a but God moment? I know somebody said, I can't wait till 5:15. I'm going to press that number one button. I got to tell you something. I had a but God moment. I really believe everybody on this line have had a but God moment. God has done something miraculous for you. God has done something that nobody else could do. You got to give. You got to say, to God be the glory for all of the things that he has done for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to Acts 7 and 9. It says, And me, the patriarch, jealous of Joseph, sold him into Egypt. But God was with him. And if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, they sold Joseph. Y'all know what happened to Joseph. Joseph's dad gave him a coat of colors. His brothers sold him, put him in a pit. They thought he was dead. And he said, y'all meant it for evil, but God of time, but ooh, yeah. Have y'all ever had anybody did something that was evil, but God turned it around for your good? I know he said, I'll prepare before you a table in the presence of your enemies. I'm here to tell somebody today, if you just get out of the way and let Jesus fix it, for he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. He'll fix it. I stopped by to tell you, I read in the word, but when my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. I want to tell somebody, the word still works today. The word is still right today. The word is still real today. But God, have you ever had a but God? We talked about Noah. We talked about Joseph. Paul even came on the scene today. We talked from the book of Matthew. I'm still talking about a but God moment. Acts 10:28 says, he said to them, you are well aware that it is against over the law for a Jew to associate with the Gentiles. But God has shown me that I shall not call anyone impure or unclean. What he said to us, God don't see no color. God don't see no gender. You know, it was back in the days when we were under the law, but we ain't under. Oh, I'm so glad today. Hallelujah. We ain't under law dispensation no more, but we're under grace dispensation. Thank you, Jesus. Who are those twins? Mercy and grace. What he was saying is the Jews don't have no association with the Gentiles. The Gentiles was known as dogs. We were known as outcasts. We don't have no association with y'all. No. Thank you, Jesus. But Paul saying, he said, don't call anything impure or unclean. What God said, you bless it and give me glory. Thank you, Jesus. I know some people say, I don't eat that. I don't do that. I don't go here. We ain't under the law no more. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm so glad today that I'm not up under the law no more. 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, eyes have not seen, nor ears, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed to us through his Spirit. But God has revealed to us. Paul is saying, your eyes ain't even seen what I'm getting ready to do. Your ears have not heard. All you got to do is keep on trusting. Keep on believing God. I stopped by to tell somebody. I feel it on the line today. There's somebody with a but God. You got a but God testimony. You got a but God praise report. You can say something about our God. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. God, thank you, Jesus. If we look at the television over in Florida, they had unexpected about 20 inches of rain. We know we done dealt with that here in New Orleans. I know some of us wondering, why is it spring and it's a little bit cool here? I don't have no problem with it. It feel real good. We trying to figure God out. He said, y'all can't figure me out. Don't no man know what I'm going to do, huh? He said, we don't even know which way the wind coming from. You might look and say it's coming from the north or the south. He said, you don't know which way it's coming from. It could be coming from the east or the west. We can't figure God out because he's too infinite for us to figure him out. Romans 5:8 said, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died. I'm so glad. Thank you, Jesus. While I was yet a sinner, but God demonstrated. Somebody said, paint the picture. Every time we got ready for to do the 7 last things, what they were saying is to be able to stand the word of God, sometimes we need to paint the picture. We don't have time to read the whole Bible, but we got to paraphrase sometime, and we're hoping that the Spirit allow you to pick up what you need to pick up. Glory be to God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, thank you for the gift today, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. I'm so glad. He said, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth, believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I ain't got to wonder about my salvation. I hear people going back and forward. I'm going to lay my religion down. Ooh, Jesus, have mercy. Glory be to God. If it's that easy to lay down and pick up, then we really don't have it. Salvation don't work like that. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. I got one more for you. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says, I planted, Apollos water, but God, glory be to God, but God gave the increase. Somebody on the line looking for an increase. But I tell you, if you don't faint in well-doing, you're going to reap a harvest. He said, Paul says, I planted, Apollos water, but God will give the increase. Don't look to man for the increase. And say, God will give the increase. Just keep on doing what God asks you to do. I know it don't feel good sometimes when folks are talking about you, but you've got to stay on the battlefield. He says, servant of God, well done. But God, have you ever heard a but God's moment on this line today, but God interjected, huh? You may be a woman that's finding out that I'm having complications, having a child, but I wish you would go back and read Hannah's story. Hannah wanted a child from God, and she didn't just want no any child. I didn't hear her ask for a girl child, but she said, God, if you give me a boy child, I promise you I'll give him back to you. Who would bring their baby back to the temple and leave him there? But God promised us something. Hannah prayed so well that they thought Hannah was drunk, but it was the hour of the day to be drunk. Hannah was talking to God. Her predecessor, Peninnah, was mocking her. I got all these children for my husband, but you don't have none. But God, I like when God show up, because when he show up, he'll show you a way out. When the doctor say you're barren, you won't have. But Hannah kept on talking to God. He made a way out of no way. We don't know when it happened, what time of the day, or what month it happened. All we know is we read the story where God, not only did he honor her prayer, but he gave her the desires of her heart. She wanted a male child, and God gave it to her. Hey, glory be to God. There was a woman with an issue of blood, meaning a flow, and I mean it was flowing. My God, there was a press out there that says, I know I'm unclean, and I'm not supposed to be among people, but God, I got to get to God some way, somehow. The songwriter said things are going to work out. She said, if I can but just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be made whole. As I get ready to bring it to a close, I'm telling somebody, in your but God moment, press your way. Do what you got to do to get to God. Don't let no stumbling block get in your way. Don't let no words get in your way. Whatever you got to do to get to God, you be like that woman. She says, I know I have no business being among people because I'm considered unclean according to the Jewish law. But if I can but touch the hem of his garment, there's still power in the hem of his garment. So I stopped by to tell somebody today, who is it that's on the line? You had a but God moment. You know, if it had not been for God, a but God moment. He's so good. He's so gracious. He's so wonderful. Oh, he's so kind. But God, if it had not been for you, God, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for being the beginning and the end. I'm so glad. But God, I'm so glad you got us at the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the but God. If you just do what he said do, I promise you he'll bless you. Many of us looking forward to come back in finances, but I'm telling you, but God, he said, I'll cause men to give unto your bosom, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to you. Hey, glory be to God. But God, turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out for you today. I'm here to tell you that can't nobody do us like Jesus can. Can't nobody do us like. Have you ever had a but God moment? Have you ever? I want you, as we get ready, Evangelist Chapman's going to be coming back in about 2 or 3 minutes, and you're on the line, and you have your comments, you have your questions, and you have your praise reports and your testimonies. She's going to tell you what you can do. But have you ever had a but God moment? Stop and think of two words: but God. I'm telling you, whenever you caught up in a situation, but God, but God, I need you right now. We sang the song, I need thee. Yeah, like the waters panic, like the deer panic for the water. But God, it's a but God moment. I stopped by to tell everybody on this line today, he's so wonderful. He's so marvelous. He's so magnificent. Have you ever in your lifetime had a but God moment? You know it was nobody but God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sitting in Popeyes, and my last testimony, and I'm going. I just left a homegoing service, and so I got them Popeyes on Carrollton and Earhart. And as I'm sitting there, two of the members from the church walked in, and so I'm getting my pocketbook and I'm getting ready to go. And before I could get up and walk out, a lady, boom, she falls over. And I hear them screaming, and I hear the holler, and I turn around, and I looked. I walked over to her. I said, is there anything I can do to help you? And I'm looking at them as they throw water and ice trying to get the lady woke. I said, I go and I touch her arm because I'm a CNA, former CNA. And I feel for a pulse. I don't feel none in her arm. I feel for a pulse in the neck. I don't feel none. I said, somebody call 911. So I asked the young lady, what's going on with her? I don't see no breath. I don't see no breathing. And so I'm just grateful for the spirit of discernment. He says, I asked her what her name is. So I asked the daughter who was with her, what is her name? And she said, her name is Mary. I said, good God, I'm dying. This must be going to be Miss Mary.
Praise
I said,
God.
Go with whatever you do, don't let this lady die in Popeye.
Yes, Lord.
And I went
thank
behind
you.
Her. I went behind her. And I talked in her ear. I called her name. And after I called her name, hear me what I'm saying, three times this lady came back to life. But God intervened. And when he intervened, he'll show up and he'll show out. God bless you. You're in the hands of Evangelist Chapman.
God bless you. God bless you on today, Minister Carter. I don't know about the listeners on today, but my heart is filled with joy. I really, truly enjoyed that but God, because I've had a but God moment. I don't know about nobody else. But if you had a but God moment, now's the time for you to press that number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, I just want to share your experience and thought on today's topic. Today's topic, we're talking about a but God moment. I know someone out there has a testimony to tell God about it. You do have a caller from our code 501. Last four digits of the number is 6764. But God moment. We're getting ready to bring the caller in now. All right, we're getting ready to bring this caller. Good afternoon, caller. How are you? Caller from our code 501. 6764, last four digits of your number. You are now live on the air with us.
To God be the glory. I just want to thank the Lord for the message that went forth. And as our sisters say, we all have had but God moments. But I just want to experience something with you all. On this past week, when the doors was turned in my face about visiting my nieces and everything, I come to tell you, but God opened up a door for me to go to the prison to see my niece. And I just want to tell you, thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. When man say one thing, God say something else. And I'm just thanking you all, and I'm asking y'all, this your man, to keep me in your prayer with that but God. And as my sister say, God is our refuge and a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Sister Charmaine, we truly thank you for the testimony. That but God moment was for you. And God opened up the doors. We do have another call. Last caller for calling in. Area code 504-3939. Area code 504-3939. Hello, caller. You're now on the air.
My name is Sherry Gurley, and I would like to say I had a but God moment. I had trouble with my car in 2021 and 2022. My engine light came on, and every time I got in it, it would stop on me. I would have to get the mechanic to come and reprogram it and to get me back home. This year in 2023, that same engine light came on, and I said, God, I went to praying. I said, Lord, you know I don't have the funds to get my car fixed. I ask you to cover this car with your blood and keep it running, Heavenly Father. And so it stayed on for about a week or two. And one Saturday, I got in my car to go to Walgreens, started my car, and that engine light disappeared.
Thank you,
I said, Lord, thank you, Father. You're worthy of my praise.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. And that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
God bless you. Hey, caller, we truly enjoyed those two testimonies. I know somebody out there have a but God moment, like you're thinking about something that God has brought you through. You may want to just tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. You're welcome to press that number one now as we continue with our lesson on today. And we just want to let you know that we do have another caller from our code 504, last four digits of the number 5127. We do have this caller. Hello, caller. How are you on today? You are now live on the air.
How you doing, Cliff? This is your brother, Ray. And I want to testify, you know, but God, mama with me, that I was coming from Brookhaven, Mississippi, from my church, Church and Garden Christ, my member there, and my pastor is Anthony Norwood, as I was leading coming down back to New Orleans on 55, doing 80-something miles an hour, maybe 80 or 72, had no brakes, no brakes. Well, I kept praying, just like that lady to the world ago, to God, try to get me home and try to stop this car. The car would not stop at all. Number God got me all the way back home, sis, safe.
God bless you.
That was my blessing.
Yes, thank you for sharing that testimony on today. That's my brother, Ray. God bless him. And I pray that someone else will press that number one and let us know where God has brought you from, because truly God has brought me from a mighty long way. I don't know about you, listeners, but I know I had a lot of but God moments. If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be today? And I know somebody out there could say, if it wasn't for God on their side, where would I be? Where would I be? What could I do? Where could I go but to the Lord? And that has been a but God moment. I couldn't go. I could run to nobody. Friends wasn't there. Mother, daddy, nobody wasn't there. But I could go to God. And you can take it to the Lord in prayer. And when you take it there, listen, leave it there. And see, won't that but God moment, how quickly God would come and make a way. He'll let you know that he was there, too. Because I have been driving along the way, and a car coming from it, I could have hit it. I said, I didn't see that car, Lord, but I thank you. God said.
Thank you.
So we know thank that God you. Is always on time. When we need him, he's right there on time. And listen, all you have to do is press that number one. You want to give God the glory on the day. You want to tell a testimony on today. If you just want to tell the Lord thank you on today, press that number one and we'll bring you live into the studio with us. If you just press that number one, you will be live in the studio. And I want to say to Pastor Corny, as we're waiting for the next caller to press that number one, is I truly enjoyed you on today. I pray fresh anointing upon your life. As God continues to guide you, as continue to keep on feeding you with anointing from on high. Because truly, I don't know about nobody else, but Norma Chapman was blessed on today. And I was blessed with part one, and part two was even more powerful. And I know that we have a good friend, Lorraine, in the radio land out there who requested you to come back. I know she enjoyed on today. And not saying just her. Many others had enjoyed part one. They returned on today. I thank God for a full studio on today. I just thank God for my listeners. Because without listeners, you cannot reach out. But if it was nobody but me on this line, I promise the Lord, I'll keep on keeping on. Because somebody needs the word of God. We want to thank God for our international listeners on today from Canada. We also have listeners from the Philippines on today. We have Mexico listening in, and we also have another country listening in, tuning in. I cannot go to that site right now because I don't want to get knocked out of the studio, but we thank God for them listening, tuning in every week. I thank God for my national listeners as well. They call from all over the United States and has been with me. I thank God for 5 years being in the studio last month, the month of March. So tell me, I know what God can do and what God has for you, listeners. It is for you. Step out on faith today. Don't be ashamed to testify about the goodness of the Lord, because truly, God hearing answers prayer. And we're about to come to the end of our show. We just got about a couple of more minutes, maybe 5 more minutes, to take more callers. If you press that number 1, you can come in live with me on the studio. I thank God for some new listeners on today. I sent the reminders on. And also, we thank God for Minister Rolette Rose, who sent out many of her members and friends and family are tuning in with us on today. We thank God for supporting her, for supporting the Faith in Your Fears radio talk show. And listeners, you can tune in every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Time and from 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Come back and visit me. There's always something on this show that can encourage you. On next week, we'll be having the Ville Brothers will be our guests on next week as they come with us with their new album and what they're doing around the world in reference to singing the gospel of Christ. And after the week after then, we'll be having none other than Brother George Dean with the folk gospel. George Dean sung so beautifully with Lee Williams and so many other gospel groups as he has toured around the United States. Tune in and see what these gospel quartet singers are doing in this new season. Because God is blessing somebody in this new season. The song says, Lord, if you're handing out blessings, don't forget about me. Please have a blessing in store for me. So with that being said, I'm going to yield back now to our speaker for today as she bring you her closing remark. And after her closing remark, it should be close to closing time. We don't have another caller. Minister Carly, then you can lead us out in a word of prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you again, Evangelist Chapman, for your platform and allowing us to come forward with the But God Part 2. Amen. You may not had a chance to press the number 1 on the line, but down in your heart, you know that you have your But God moments. Know that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. I'm reminded of Evangelist Charmaine Baker Fox, say how God made a way. It was a But God moment. He did it. We can't give the credit to nobody. I know somebody's going to say, you better thank the person that was back there. No, no. If it had not been for God,
oh,
he was the one that made a way for her
yes,
to
Lord.
See her niece. But God. I reminded
yes,
when it first happened, and she told us about it, and how God is still moving on their behalf. And so we want
on,
to pray.
Let me ask you this. I want to cut Pastor Corny off, but that wasn't Charmaine Fox that just called in.
Yes, Charmaine Baker Fox.
She still is tuned in. Let me bring her back in the studio at this time because I was like, hello, Charmaine. Tuned in with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
Are you talking
all
about
right.
a powerful one? I got to bring her in on Facing Your Fears. So I know she have a word. I know she
Hallelujah.
Got a word for
Hallelujah.
The listeners. And we're going to bring you in. They call her Bishop Fox. But she'll tell you she's not a bishop, but she's a powerful, powerful minister in the Word of God. And we're going to bring
yes,
you
she
in
is.
Soon. Minister Fox or Bishop Fox, so you can share the word of God with us. And my prayers are constantly with you. I know you know the Lord. I know you know how to pray. So with that being said, we're going to keep you in prayer as you go through and what has happened in your life. And we know that But God moment, he's still got
yeah.
yesterday, today, and forever. I just have to tell you hello, my baby. I heard you said your name, but you didn't give your last name. God bless you today. All right, listen, we about to, I tell you what, Charmaine, stay tuned in, because I want you to do the closing prayer for me. We're going to, I said Pastor Corley, but we're going to let Charmaine close us out in prayer. Go ahead, Charmaine, close us out in prayer.
Okay. Oh, gracious Master, we come this evening just to say thank you.
Thank you for the word that went forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for our But God experience in the Lord Jesus. If we didn't have no experience on But God, where would we be? We wouldn't have a testimony to tell nobody else. And God, we just want to say that we love you and we praise him, we magnify him, we glorify you. And Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for this radio station, this TV station, as we proclaim your gospel. Lord, we thank you for the leader, Mother Chapman, Bishop Chapman, Evangelist Chapman, Lord, as she strives to do your master's will. I also want to thank Minister Michelle for reminding me today to call in to talk about But God. With all our But God experience, we thank you, God, because you rose out of the grave with all power in your hand. And you say, with you, all things are possible if we only believe. Lord, we love you. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you and we glorify you. This prayer we ask in your darling son Jesus' name we pray. In the body of Christ, say amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
and
don't
amen.
Forget to tune in every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 as we go forward with a new show every week with a new special guest. We're going to give thanks to our special guest on today, Pastor Michelle Carney. What an awesome, awesome, awesome job she did on today. And what a word we had from her on today. Until next week, be blessed. And we want to remember all the sick and shut in. And this is the end of the show for today. God bless everybody. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.